and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones, and today, headlining the farming news, it's still the weather. The snowfalls have moved further south, but farmers are counting the cost of lamb losses over the past few days. We know of a few cases in the MFR patch of significant deaths where lambs were caught out in the sudden snowfalls, one farmer losing in excess of 40 under a fortnight old. That weather has now moved down to the north of England, where it's a similar story across the Lake District, Cumbria and into Yorkshire. Even further south, it was a very welcome heavy rainfall yesterday, but too late to prevent their hosepipe ban. And one of my colleagues from East Anglia told me that it could rain for a month down there before they would see a real difference. Now, turning to that nasty new disease of cattle and sheep, the Schmallenberg virus, the latest situation is 213 positive cases with sheep farmers and only 25 reported cattle outbreaks on farm. Mostly in the southern part of England, all those cases, but Nigel Miller, president of NFU Scotland, warned against complacency and says that the midge-borne virus could sweep right across Europe this summer. And if it's a warm one, it could result in Scotland seeing their very first cases of Schmallenberg. The virus poses no threat at all to human health, but an effective vaccine could still be at least 12 months away from full-scale production. But back to today, and as you may have heard on the news, the Scottish Government are appealing to the public to make sure that breeding birds out in the countryside are left in peace this coming Easter. Here's Charles Everett from the UK National Wildlife Crime Unit warning against complacency that egg thefts are now a thing of the past.
The remote area where some birds nest does make it very, very difficult, particularly some of the more highly collectible eggs from some of our more iconic species. And that's why we rely on members of the public to try to keep an eye and ears out in the countryside so they can report to us any suspicious behaviour they see to the police so that we can check it out. And it is vital that the public do report something which they see as suspicious rather than sitting on it and reporting it at a later time, because when we can act there and then we can have maximum impact.
And Charles went on to tell us that anyone who witnesses or suspects that people are involved in egg theft or any other rural crimes at all should contact Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111. But for me, that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, with more MFR Farming.